currently in the SSA, we do not necessarily have a common reference point of what good tech looks like.
I see very new use cases emerging with the use of generative AI. Now with edtech products, the content is not static, right? It's dynamic content.
Evaluating generative AI models is difficult because they're multifunctional, the outputs are unconstrained, and they're often part of a larger system which has many other design parameters that aren't actually part of the model itself. One approach that we can take to solve this is to focus on very specific tasks or domains that are defined and run standardized tests on those tasks. The benefit of this is that it allows for comparison between lots of different models all on the same task, and it allows improvements to be tracked in performance over a period of time.
AI is only as good as the content and algorithms on which it's based. I think we need to look very carefully at how content is curated and whether the algorithms are suitable in particular contexts.
This all comes back to, for us, the importance of having that existing corpus of high quality, for us UK, but it was described earlier as local education content, because that corpus enables the application of the levers that we have found to be most effective in an AI context to achieve that quality definition in the outputs of our products.
That we talk about so much how powerful these machine systems are, but there's an important human element in ensuring that we're still able to get that quality of output from this. And so in that spirit of collaboration and in the work that we're doing is taking into consideration all of these different stakeholders, their perspectives, collaborating on the design of this framework and ensuring that each stakeholder is able to get from their perspective the kind of information that they need to empower them to make the right decisions when it has to do with edtech and AI-focused edtech products being used within our schools and by our teachers and children.